Hey, it's time for another check-in with your old buddy Daniel. That's right. You may recall a few months ago, I told you about how the RIA was coming after me via the web host who hosts the files for my podcast feed, Libsyn. Well, I changed my strategy, right? I was like, from now on, I'm just going to leave things in the feed for a few weeks, get them while they're hot, and then they're going to vanish. You can still get them on the website, but they're not going to be in the feed, so maybe the RIA won't notice and things will be fine. Well, I heard from the RIA again, but this time via iTunes, which is even worse because iTunes is like the directory. It's like the phone book that contains where to find all the podcasts. So they contacted me and they were like, hey, RIA is saying that you have files. They didn't tell me which ones, but there's only two in the feed. And so they're mad at me about one of the two most recent episodes. And they're like, you have 5 days to reply and then we're going to take down the file and maybe remove your feed or, whatever. Which that doesn't bode well, because the files have only been in the feed for a couple weeks, so if they're finding them that quickly and mad about it, they're bots. Again, it's not humans doing this, it's no one at the RIA who's like, Daniel shouldn't have a podcast, it's just like, their system is triggered. They assume I'm probably making money off of this thing, or I don't know what they think, but at any rate, I wrote them a long letter, like, hey, I hope I'm talking to a person, maybe don't make me not be able to do my show anymore. Here's all the reasons I think you should let me keep doing it, etc. And I haven't heard anything. That probably no human ever read it. This whole long monologue here, the whole point of this is just to tell you, this might be the last episode of the show. I don't think it's going to be. I'm going to try and keep doing the show. But it could be the last episode, because it could be that, like, sometime within the next, after this gets dropped, that the RIA is going to, like, contact iTunes and make them, like, remove my feed. And I don't think there's any point in doing the show if I can't have a feed, because no one's going to remember to go to my website. I wouldn't. If I were a listener, I wouldn't go to my website and download the files. Like, if I couldn't get it in my feed, I know this because there have been bands or comedians or whoever who are like, hey, I'm making kind of like a podcast. You can find it on my website. And it's like, not listening. I listen to so many podcasts, but I'm not going to go to the trouble. If it's not in my feed, it doesn't exist. So I probably will stop doing the show if I can't have a podcast feed anymore. So, just so you know, this might be the last episode. Hopefully not, but in case it is, I wish it was going out with more of a bang. This is just sort of a run-of-the-mill episode. Like, I didn't put any, this isn't like a, oh, it's been fun doing a podcast for nearly 20 years. It's just like, hey, I'm doing another episode. So that's what it is. And I think it's still pretty good, even if it's not special. So enjoy. On with the show. It's Monday, September 28th, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a nice way to open up this year episode of the show. Ryan Latari from New York City. He's got a new two-track EP, single, whatever it is, called In Your Head and Step Back. And we heard the second song, Step Back, even though In Your Head kind of seems like it would have been the more appropriate song for me to put on. I like Step Back even better, so I put it on. Didn't want to put both on. Seems weird. It's only two songs, put them both on. Anyway, it's great. You should definitely pick up that thing if you liked that song, which you probably did, because that is an utterly likable song. Speaking of utterly likable songs, how about this next band? They're called Cayucas, and they're from Santa Monica, California. We've played them on the show, of course, many times. Every time they've had new releases, I've pretty much played them on the show, but they got a new record. It's called Blue Summer, and if they weren't channeling the Beach Boys clearly enough before, boy howdy, this new record. It's just like Beach Boys up to 11. Now, it's very good. I like that. And the two songs I'm playing aren't even the most Beach Boy-y songs. They're pretty Beach Boy-y sometimes, but they're not... there's some songs there's like, is this the Beach Boys? But I'm playing the two, I think, kind of most upbeat songs. There's some sort of down-tempo business on this record. But the two we're going to hear are called California Girl. Did I mention how Beach Boys is it? Okay. And then Champion of the Beach. Both very good songs. Both great. And you're really going to dig it, I think, because this band is always good. Two brothers. Good job, guys. Here we go. Cayucas with California Girl and Champion of the Beach right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, end, the dust will settle and only one will stand. So sound the horn, gather round so everyone can see who they call the champ, champion of the beach.
And so the question of how we get Ruth Ginsburg to go from that's the way things are to that's the way things don't have to be is really the story of this woman's life.
Well, what is a key turning point in this journey of Ruth Bader Ginsburg starting to challenge the institutions and the society around her?
Well, it really took a while, and it may surprise people that it took as long as it did. She graduated at the very top of her law school class. One of her very senior professors recommended her for a clerkship with Justice Felix Frankfurter on the Supreme Court, and Justice Frankfurter wrote back and said, she looks great on paper, but I can't have a woman in my chambers.
So he was very explicit about it.
Oh, yes, very. And all that was kind of going along. And then she took a job in, of all places, Sweden.
This goes back to 62 and 63. Women were perhaps 5% of the law students in our country. They were 20% in Sweden.
She had a project to study and write a volume on the Swedish civil justice system, for which she learned Swedish. And what she noticed about Sweden is that it was a startlingly egalitarian society.
I watched one proceeding. It was a trial court in Stockholm, and the presiding judge is 8 months pregnant. Mm. This is at a time in the United States when if you were a teacher and you began to show, you were out of the classroom.
I think it's fair to say it caused her to question the whole organization of the society in which she had grown up, in which she had excelled, and in which she now was being roadblocked for professional advancement because of her sex.
So that was revealing. That was I didn't do anything with it immediately because there was nothing to be done in the United States.
And it was while she was in Sweden that she read in a magazine, a Swedish feminist said, men and women have one principal role, that of being people. And that became an organizing principle. And as we move with her into her litigating career, she paid as much attention to the rights to equal protection of men as she would for women, because men and women had one principal role, people.
Listen everything to do you just wanna get under her shirt? If it's both, where do we start? I'd rather know than us get torn apart. Does it feel new? Does it feel
two songs in a row back there by Emma Koopa, lead singer of Mammoth Penguins, and often collaborated with other people. Super big fan, of course, of Mammoth Penguins. Every time I mention Mammoth Penguins or Emma Koopa, anything she does, I feel obligated to talk about When I Was Your Age, because it's my favorite song kind of ever. It's so good. I I've played that on the show and probably clips of that on the show before. I love it too much. It's so good. Mammoth Penguin. Definitely really good. But this wasn't Mammoth Penguins. This was her solo project, Emma Koopa. And she's got a new record. It's called It Will Come Easier. And the two songs we just heard was Does It Feel New and Nolan's, both Soup's Good. So I hope you like that. And if you did, definitely want to pick up the whole thing because everything she touches turns to gold. That's my opinion. Okay, up next, another band I like a lot and have for a long time, Erland Oi. He has a new record with Sebastian Mach. It's formerly the guys who made up Whitest Boy Alive, one of his other bands. But they broke up, and then they were doing like a reunion tour, and then they got stranded in Mexico at the beginning of quarantine. So they, instead of doing their tour, they just like sat in their hotel in Mexico and made records. So it's called Quarantine at El Gonzo. That's the name of the hotel, I guess, where they were stuck in Mexico. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, Only Just Begun, and then Price. Very good. And Erland Oi. You know I love this band. Erland Oi was on the very first episode of The Sounds of My Head. That's right. Back in 2004, the Black Keys work. Super good song. Still one of my favorites. And he's still got it. So here we go. Without further ado, Erland Oi with Sebastian Mach doing Only Just Begun and Price, both from this new Quarantine at El Gonzo record right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Somewhere
you'll have to pay for once having been. There's sipping dog, my love. Must kill before you get to ask to have back your free will. Thank you.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Erlend Oy and Sebastian Mochtbach there, we heard Gitkin from New York City. I played him on the show not that long ago. He released a new single, but it wasn't on this album. So the single was just a single, and now there's a new album. It's called Safe Passage, and we heard two tracks from it. First, Cut Out, which for some reason in Spotify is called The Drive, but on other places and iTunes and elsewhere, it's called Cut Out. I think it's called Cut Out. Maybe Spotify's just got it wrong. Maybe it's actually called The Drive. Not sure. That's the first song we heard. And then we heard Footsteps, which featured Carol C., a DJ from New York City as well. So very good stuff right there from Gitken. If you like those songs, pick up Safe Passage. You won't be disappointed. It's all super good. Okay. Then, just before I started talking, from Italy, I think Rome, Piero Umiliati is the band. And he's not alive anymore. He made a lot of soundtracks and other kind of pop instrumental music in the 60s and 70s and 80s. A lot of it was for like skin flicks and spaghetti westerns and like whatever. And I kind of love him. And I think This American Life has used some of his songs in the background on a lot of their definitely earlier episodes when they used the same songs over and over again. And so I think that's maybe where I first heard him, was like background music on This American Life. But that song, I don't know where I heard it. I stumbled over it somewhere a few months ago, and it just never leaves my frequently being played songs kind of situation over in my apartment. I love it so much. I just listen to that song all the time. Super good. It came off of the soundtrack for La Lega di Gangsters, and it was called Lu Li Yi or something. I don't know. Look at my website for things in other languages since I can't say them. Okay, finishing up this here episode, another band from California, this one from Los Angeles. They're called S Product, and we're going to hear their song Suicide Beat. It comes off the EP Suicide Beat, and it's the best song on the EP, but, you know, if you like it, maybe run with the whole thing like I did. It's not bad. Okay, finishing up this here episode with Suicide Beat from S Product right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I want to tell you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. And maybe the show for all time. Probably not. I'm hoping not. But maybe. The music I talked over this episode was Green Magic by Monster Rally, Morning Broadway by Keith Manfield and the KPM Orchestra, and Wingnut by Gidkin. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, or find a playlist for season 17 of the show in Spotify, where you can just listen to all the songs I play without having to listen to me talk. And that's about it. I'll see you next time, maybe, on an all-new episode of the show. Or, if not, it's been a pleasure being your podcast DJ for all these many years.